It is 8:30 a.m. in New York, 3:30 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 7:30 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com, and I'm a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. Feel guilty about doing your own thing. Hey, you. You don't have a right to do your own thing when your partner's working so hard. Hey, you over there. If you don't do your own thing, you won't have as much time to be a good parent or a spouse. Hey, you. Doing your own thing? Selfish. Listen up, folks. Any of those voices sound familiar? Because they're coming from your head. Today, I have got a really important message for you, because whether you like it or not, one of you is listening and you feel guilty for having your own thing. Or you don't even want to try to find out your own thing because you think, oh, then it's going to make everything harder, or maybe I won't be as good of a parent or a spouse. But here's the truth. Don't feel guilty about having your own thing, because it actually makes you a better person. This week, I am celebrating 5 years in business. My thing, and I love it. And I can tell you what. Having my own thing has made me a better person, a better wife, and a better mom. And I'm going to tell you why, because it's important, because I am no different from you, that having your own thing can actually make you better at the most important things. And it's not just from my life. I see this happening all the time with my clients. I work with, you know, people from all over the world, one-to-one in the year of transformation. And consistently, over and over, I hear the benefits of once you discover your thing, how you show up as a partner differently, how you show up as a parent differently. Heck, you show up to the gym differently. So I want to share the lessons I've learned and the observations I've seen in my 5 years of business, which will help you see how having your own thing will make you a better person, mom, and wife. So I will start by sharing with you how I became, let's say, a better person. Now, let's just start with me, my own thing, right? Something that I've built. I'll tell you what, in the past 5 years, building my business has set me in a direction of constant learning. And I know that there's been ups and downs, right? But you know what? I've broken through so much of my bullshit, all the things that were limiting me. There's nothing, I've said this in other podcasts, nothing more, nothing closer to a spiritual experience than having your own business. You break through your limits. And what I've done by having my own thing, I haven't been able to rely on my boss or my corporation. I've had to reach out. I've had to get out of my comfort zone. I've had to drive business deals on my own, right? And it's made me a better person. Other things that I've been able to do, it's brought me around the world. I've been able to give trainings in Europe and India and in fantastic places I've never imagined. Having my own thing has helped me bring more interesting things back to talk with my family. Right? And probably the thing that is the most near and dear to my heart is that having my own thing has been based on something I'm really passionate about. And it has connected me with people that have changed my life, right? You know who you are, that being around these amazing people, people who think I'm changing their life, but they're actually changing mine, has made me a better person. So having my own thing, these 5 years in my business has made me a better person, and it can make you a better person too. All right. What about being a better spouse? I remember back in, I think, 2012, my husband walked in to our tiny little apartment. I had, I think, a six-month-old at home at that time and a young guy in the early learning center. And he said, honey, I applied for a job today. And I remember looking at him. I was working on something on my computer and I thought, oh, crap. Okay, this is it. Something's going to change, right? And I've told this story before an expat happy hour when he said, you know, I was like, oh, really, honey? Why? And he said, well, I'd like, you know, to work abroad. And I said, well, I am working abroad. And it was that moment where I was holding on to my dream job. I had spent, you know, 8 years of my life building up my network in Switzerland, learning German, getting my master's degree, really working so hard to find my way in a country that's quite hard to break into professionally. And it was that moment where I could either hold on tight to my dreams and stay with what I had built, but at the expense of his. So what did I do? I created my own thing. When I moved from the corporate context to my own business, I was able to be, in that moment, a better spouse, where I was more self-reliant. I was able to support him and his goals. I created a thing that was portable so I didn't have to limit his steps. And I didn't have to be resentful. So having my own thing and this process of running my own business over the last 5 years has helped me be a better spouse. I'm not saying that I'm a perfect spouse, and my husband would probably agree with that, but it helps me show up in ways more fully and more in alignment with my potential, right? And help me support him to reach his. All right. The other area is, how has having my own thing helped me be a better parent? Well, it was the other night at dinner. We were talking to our kids, asking them what they thought we did professionally. It's always cute to ask your kids, you know, what do you think I do? I remember my son once said, we said, honey, what do you think Papa does? And he goes, oh, he pushes papers. So I wrote him a text message that night and I said, honey, our son thinks you push papers. And he wrote back, oh God, that's exactly what I do. But this night, he's evolved since then. And my son has a better understanding. And so this night we were saying, you know, well, honey, what do you think Mama does? And he said, you write podcasts, you teach people, and you help them understand what is right and wrong for them. And I thought, wow, that's pretty cool, right? That I have been able to... to show something to my kids that I didn't even realize they were absorbing. And my son is really funny because he came home from school one day and he told me, I'm famous. And I said, what do you mean I'm famous? And he said, because I've seen you on Google Images. So when I think about how I show up as a parent, it's not that they, you know, that they know I do something tangible like a podcast so they can see pictures of the work that I do online. It's more about how having my own thing has forced me to really get my priorities straight. You know, you guys, I am a hard worker, right? I put in the time. And for years, I have worked on trying to create balance in my life. And I remember getting a corporate job where we had to badge in and badge out. And I thought, yes, finally, I get to outsource my working hours to a badge. Because if you work too many hours, your boss says you have to, you know, reduce your hours. But if you don't badge in and badge out, you just work and work and work, right? So when I was working in a corporate context, I got to outsource my work-life balance to the number of hours that are getting tallied up on my badge. And now running my own business, I don't have that luxury. And being able to look at my kids in the eyes and look at my business, I've really had to have my priorities straight because I could always work, but then I would never be able to show up as the mom that I want to be. And having my own thing, knowing that I'm the only one responsible, I'm the one who makes the tough calls, not my boss who says, you know, look at how many hours you've tallied, right? So I'm the one who has decided when to work and when to be present. Like, showing up at a certificate ceremony this week, even though I had so much to do, I was able to say, hey, honey, I'm here. I made those crappy muffins to serve your friends. I hope that's okay. Right? And I don't think I would have done it as well if I were working in a structure where my boss decided. So having my own thing has helped me show up truly as a better parent. I also get to be the kind of mom, the kind of woman, the kind of role model that I want to be for my kids. Right? I get to show them, you know, that I'm a woman who makes her own money, that takes long haul flights to go see clients, but she also makes lemon poppy seed muffins and time for herself and to her health. Right? I'm not saying my way is a right say. I'm saying is the right way. I'm saying my way is in alignment with the way I want to show up for my kids. Right? So when you have your own thing, you can be a better parent by deciding what is in alignment with the way you want to show up for your kids. You decide when you have your own thing, what you want to show. All right. So don't feel guilty about having your own thing because it makes you a better person. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Sunday, come on. I already feel like a crappy wife and mom, and I don't even have my own thing, right? But that's not true, right? To do what you need to do, to know what your right thing is, the first step is to get connected to yourself. So if you're feeling like a crappy mom or crappy partner, crappy spouse, you're probably disconnected from yourself. Right? Because you need to really know who you are and what you want before you can show up fully as a parent or a spouse in whatever way that's meaningful for you. Right? So actually adding your own thing isn't going to make the other parts get worse. It's actually going to make them get better. Because knowing what your thing is requires you to get connected with yourself. And this whole series that we're talking about in June is about reconnection, right? So reconnect with yourself so that you can get your own thing. All right, so how do you do that? How do you get to that space of not feeling guilty? How do you get to that space? Here's a few tips. The very first thing you can do is drop the guilt, right? So when you think about dropping the guilt, I remember back, 10 years ago when I was doing my coaching training, I was transitioning from being a childless person to having a small child at home. And I had iron deficiency. I was super tired, right? Like literally, inject iron into my body now tired. And we went up there for practice coaching, right? So we get coached when we're learning how to be a coach. And I was sharing how tired I was and how I would feel guilty if I asked, you know, my in-laws to take my son more. And the coach looked at me and he said, oh, guilt. Okay. So how useful is guilt? And I realized, nothing. Like guilt was just torturing me, right? So guilt can serve a purpose of helping you get in alignment with something that's off. So if you feel anything, if you use guilt for anything, say it's a sign that something has to change. But drop the guilt because that will not help you be a better spouse or parent or get your own thing. So tip one, drop the guilt. Two, reconnect with yourself. Right. And you might not, you don't even know that you're disconnected until you get reconnected. And I tell you this, it's so simple. How do you reconnect with yourself? Get up in the morning, take a deep breath and feel in your body. How do you feel? Are you stressed? Are you tired? Are you joyful? Right? Go get some coffee. Look at the coffee cups. Which one do you want? Which one says yes? Right? Wake up, get in your body, get in your life. Right? Reconnect with yourself. What makes you happy? What brings you joy? What feels good? What tastes good? Reconnect with yourself. Tip three, give yourself permission. Give yourself permission to do your own thing. Because you know what? Everybody else left and right is doing their own thing. Why not you? Right? And if you do your own thing, it is going to be better for everyone. You're going to be less resentful. You're going to be more available emotionally. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be happier. Everything you do is going to elevate. You shouldn't feel guilty about having your own thing because it makes you a better person. Right? I want you to have your own thing and to experience the joys and some of the challenges that I've enjoyed over the last 5 years of having my own business, my own thing, whatever your thing is. Maybe it has nothing to do with a career or a business. Maybe it's a hobby. Maybe it's the way that you nurture your family. Maybe it's cooking. I don't care. Something that lights your fire. Because you have a right to be living a life in which you feel independent and alive. This whole episode, we've been talking about the importance of getting reconnected to yourself so you can show up as a better person, a better spouse, a better parent. If this is something you'd love to do in your own life, don't miss my free training coming up where we're talking about reconnecting with your better self. If you want to reconnect with your better self, then show up, go to the show notes or my blog and sign up for the free training. You've been listening to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean. Thank you for listening. I'm going to leave you with these words. Don't let anything stop you from chasing your own greatness.